your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasoline. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hoof, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now your host, Rick Moore.
And Happy New Year, everybody. Isn't it so nice to be in here on New Year's Day? Let's come in. It's going to be a great year, except for technical issues, because we're going to check the phone. Somebody come in here and help Lee Channing with the volume on her earphones. And see, and the phone's not working either. You can dial in. We'll be talking with Lee Channing today, our intuitive analyst, and taking calls and questions for the future of the new year. And what you would like to see or would like to know about your relationships, your business or career, your health. But Lazarus is with me today. We always end up talking about the pets. True, Lee Channing?
Absolutely. Hi, Rick.
Hello. Happy New Year to you, ma'am.
Happy New Year to you.
We're going to start off 2012 with a challenge that we need to overcome. Because the phones are ringing into WNRN, write them down, write the numbers down, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. We'll be taking questions for our guest, Lee Channing. Lee is nice enough to, you come in multiple times a year, we usually have you on twice a year, and you're so helpful on covering for me on holidays that other people want to lounge around and be lazy and stuff. I don't get it. Who wants to sleep in on New Year's Day? What's up with that?
It's always fun to be here.
Well, thank you very much. So we will be taking calls, but I think Leslie and Kristen Myers has returned from her first semester at college, and they're going to take the calls, write down the questions, and bring them in for Lee. And that's just what we're going to have to do. The first challenge of 2012 for me, I don't know if it's the first one for Lee, is to accept what happens at community radio on occasion and make it work anyway.
Absolutely. It'll all work out.
Well, is Lazarus nodding his head as a yes or reminding you that I fed him late this morning?
He has his head in my lap at the moment, so he's helping.
All right. So our guest again today, Lee Channing, as we start the new year here on January 1st, 2012, taking calls for Lee. Let's find out things that questions you have for how your career, your relationships, your health, your pets. That's why I brought Lazarus in. Last time he was here, he had complaints to you about how I kept the house too cold or something. So, again, we'll be taking calls in just a moment. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Please dial up with your question for Lee Channing. Lee, we always start, I don't like to assume that everyone is familiar with Lee Channing, intuitive analyst. Others use the phrase or the word psychic. How did you get your abilities, and why should we believe that you actually can answer questions that people have?
Ooh, that's a good way to start out the new year. I really began as a child to realize that I could talk with the animals. The animals were always there. Sick animals kind of showed up on our porch, and I thought everyone could, but I found out later that they couldn't. I also saw lights and colors around people and just seemed to know, when things were going to happen. I didn't pay a lot of attention to it, obviously, at a young age, because I thought it was very normal and natural. But as a teenager, I realized that everyone didn't seem to understand some of the things that I could see or hear. So I really tried to put it away. But in my early 20s, I began to have very vivid clairvoyant episodes, which were actually quite frightening most of the time. They were car accidents and suicides and things that I did not want to see. So I met actually a wonderful psychologist at the University of Virginia, Dr. Gaither Pratt, who had worked with Dr. Ryan down at Duke University with some of the first ESP experiments. And he explained to me that I was clairvoyant, that I could read energy, and told me what was happening and helped me learn how to basically turn it down and or off when I wanted to so that I was in control. So it took me actually some years to get a good base of energy. I went to the University of Minnesota to study parapsychology. Then I studied with a wonderful professor at a small college in Oregon and began to do psychic readings using psychometry, which means holding an object that belongs to someone, back in the late 70s. I'm also a certified hypnotherapist. I began to do regressions, past life regressions, about that time as well. So it's been a lot of years of experience. I totally enjoy working with people. What I do is not make a lot of predictions. I read the energy as it is today surrounding any issue. People ask me all the time, what kind of questions can I ask? I actually can ask any kind of questions, whether it's about your home or your career or your relationships or your own personal growth or your animals. You know, and I tune into that energy and just provide whatever intuitive input that I get. So, you know, I've done this for a long time. I love my work. I am so blessed. I do a lot of international work on the telephone. I do readings now in any way. I don't need to be with you. I don't need to even know your name. Although we like, you know, it's nice to have a name to address someone with. But, you know, any question anyone would like to call in, I'm happy to tune into the question and give my best intuitive response.
So we will be accepting calls. We will be accepting calls from our guest today, Lee Channing. Call in. We have both Kristen and Leslie here to take your call, 979-0919. If you need to call us from toll-free, and we do accept calls on the toll-free line, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. And Lee, you have a website?
I do. It's spiritsevolving.com.
And that's spirits with an S on the end,
right.
spiritsevolving.com. And you can put in one question there.
Absolutely. You can ask a question. There's no charge. You get one free question. I answer every question. I also have a wonderful animal healing circle that I encourage people to use. You can send in an email and a photograph, if you like, of your animal who may be sick or injured and need some energy sent to the animal. And people go to the website and visit each animal and send them energy or send them prayers, whatever the belief system is. But that's an amazing part of the website that I really enjoy as well.
I see the Charlottesville phone did ring, 979-0919 and 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Dial them up. Let me take a moment and thank Lexington's 95.3 listeners and the folks at Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, where your happiness is their priority. At Blue Ridge, you can return gear and apparel purchases at any time for any reason. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is at Barracks Road in Charlottesville. They have three locations in Richmond. For more store information, it's brms.com. Lee, you're an author. You wrote a book on colors.
I did. It's called Intuitive Color Awareness Guide, and it's available through my website or on Amazon. And it's basically a small book that's meant to let you do your own energy work. It talks about which energy centers are associated with what colors. If you're drawn to a specific color, what may be going on in your subtle mind, not necessarily subconscious mind, but where your growth lies. If you're really drawn to red, then there are several things under red that you can look at and go, oh, yeah, you know, I'm really working on patience or anger or courage. And then the book gives different hints with different ways you can work with that color and different tools to help you heal whatever issues you're working on.
All right, here's a question. Let's see. I'm thinking about starting my own business in 2012. Can you give me specific things to look out for and whether or not you foresee success?
Okay, that's a good question, because you know, as it started here this morning, we have challenges every year. But when you wake up on New Year's morning and, oops, the phones aren't working properly, or up, the car's the flat tire or whatever, it's really a wonderful way to say, okay, good, we can deal with this. Because if you approach each challenge in your life with some positive energy, and I know that sounds a little quirky, but it's true, you can go forward with that. With this particular question you're asking, so much of it depends on timing. Not everyone, but for the specific question you're asking, it has to do so much with timing. I feel like there are increments through the year that you have to work with. You have to meet you have to set goals. I would say 3-month goals. So by March, you want to do 1, 2, and 3 on your list. By June, July, you want to do 4, 5, and 6. But you can't rush it. I think with this type of question you're asking, you've got to be very careful with timing. And that means not letting things go too long or not doing them too quickly. So really make a firm list. I have to do these 10 things to start the business. And then decide number 1 and number 2 are the only ones I'm going to work on in the next couple of months. So I think for this question, it's all about timing and making sure things feel like they're on time. Make sure you're not jumping the gun and talking to some person about this or putting off doing something. So I think it's going to be about timing. The odds of success feel very high. Is that 100%? No, because it all depends on how the energy flows as you get into it. But it has a lot of good energy around it, a lot of strong energy around it. So I think that's a very good thing.
All right, Colin, with your question for Lee Channing, a intuitive analyst here in the Charlottesville area, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. You know, we talked about color. And we always seem to start with the color shirt I'm wearing so that people can get a feel for exactly how the color works. I put on a brand new shirt for you, and sometimes I just get dressed not thinking about asking you this question. Today, this was a new shirt that I literally had to pull the pins out of and unfold to bring in. I put it on, then I took it off because it didn't feel right, and maybe that's why the phones are being all goofy on me. And I said, you know what? Leave it on. Maybe that's what it is. It's not your first choice, but let's see what Lee has to say about it.
Well, it's interesting.
So let's talk about colors.
Yeah, we always talk about your shirts, and many times in the past you wore kind of the faded colors, and I gave you a hard time about that. This one you can tell. It's very crisp. It's new. It's got vertical stripes with, you know, brown, a little white, a little blue. I think the reason that it's not particularly comfortable on you, two things. Number one, you have a lot of energy right now in your heart center. That's the green energy center. That center has to do with your sense of touch, how things feel to you. May well be that this shirt needs a good washing, some softener. Maybe too crisp. When I look at the shirt, it looks a little more crisp than I would like for it to be comfortable. And the small vertical lines sort of add to that energy. You know, they're not like relaxed and, you know, calm. They're much more about doing things in a straight line, literally. That's what they mean. And when you look at the energy of it, that's how it looks. I like the shirt. It doesn't look particularly comfortable for you. So it may well be that after it is a little more worn, after it is a little more what I fussed you about, like, you know, before, that it's going to feel better. But the color brown is a color that can be very kind of subtly, it can make things feel a little muddy, make things feel a little less clear than you would like. The blue is about communication and the throat center. So the color is okay. Brown is not the best color for you as far as a shirt. Now, pants are very different. You know, we energize our bodies in different ways and different things. And we've talked about whether the color of your socks or your hat make a difference. And of course it does. It really depends. That shirt looks good. I don't think it feels really good. The color brown, I don't love, but it's not bad. I'd keep the shirt, not worry about it. Focus on the color blue when you look at it. But that was an interesting, because you've never worn that kind of crisp brand new before.
I think this shirt was purchased with the idea of needing something a little more new / professional for a new job.
Right.
Or an interview.
Right.
I think is what this shirt was, the purchase.
The blue in it is good for an interview. The brown is on that line of depends on the person to whom you're speaking, because some people, brown is not a good color. A brown suit, a brown shirt. Brown is kind of that, a little bit of vague. It's grounded, but you never know. So if the shirt was two shades of blue, it would probably be better for an interview. But it's still an okay shirt. I mean, it's not, I wouldn't trade it in. I think it's a pretty good shirt.
So colors, you're welcome to call with your question about colors or health, in which colors have a lot of pervasiveness. Pets, we also talk about pets a lot. I brought Lazarus with me. For those who are unaware, Lazarus is my hound dog who is blind in one eye and can barely see out the other and has bad hearing and never barks because of the horrors of his past life. And Lee, what is Lazarus telling you today?
Lazarus, right here with me. He's been here just about the whole time. And he does talk to me quite easily. A quick story. I was with a friend this week whose beautiful black lab was dying. And he was so sort of disconnected. He wouldn't talk very much. But, you know, he did tell me. And he left on Wednesday. And that was wonderful. But he just wasn't a talker. Laz is a talker. So you have to realize if you're trying to talk to your own animal, some will share with you a lot more than others. Laz talks to me very, very easy. He's been talking to me ever since I've been here. He's telling me that his head feels tight, which he was shaking his ears a little bit, which shows that. But I feel like that he almost has some dry sinuses. If I were a dog, that's what I'd be saying. It feels like his nose inside feels dry and itchy. So you may need to moisturize, put a little moisture in your air at home to see if that. I don't know if you have a humidifier or whatever, but he's really very dry. And he also says he's not as cold this year as he was last year. This time he was fussing about being too cold, but I think his energy is always very quiet and peaceful. He did have a terrible, I think maybe it was an interaction with a bear or whatever, but he had some rough times. But he's gotten over that very well. He doesn't hold a grudge. He never looks back, which is interesting. Some dogs do have great memories and they remember things. He's grown past it intellectually, but emotionally he's still somewhat fragile. But he's very happy, actually. He feels good about life in general. He wants more time with you. I think he has a lot of time with you now. Feels like he has more time than he used to, but I don't think he'd ever have enough. So, because he really enjoys your energy very much. He connects to you on a lot of different levels, and he enjoys that very much. But he really doesn't have many complaints today. He's basically saying, hello, how are you? It's good to see you. The kind of typical conversation that you can have with a human being.
He has no reason to be unhappy, and I don't mean that in a mean way.
He's not unhappy.
He sleeps on the bed for
good
20 hours out of the day, except for the four when he's eating and wandering around.
Good.
11:17 here in the wake-up call. Please call and ask your questions for Lee Channing. She is the Charlottesville area intuitive analyst. You can ask her questions about relationships, business. We already had a question about someone starting a new business. You can dial us up, 979-0919. The toll-free number is 877-967-6763. That's 877-WNRN-ROCKS. Or you can also send me an instant message, and I can read that off the screen next to me. That's WNRN Studio on the AOL site. Let me thank Dixon Disposal for their support. When Dixon picks up your trash, they sort and separate it for recycling. Dixon also offers single-stream recycling during regular pickup. You can help the planet stay green with curbside service from Dixon Disposal at your home or business. For more information, it's DixonDisposal.com. Phone number 434-978-2111. All right, Lee. We had a call from Chris in Florida. Chris moved abroad to Japan, planning a move to Japan. Will that work out?
Planning a move to Japan. I really miss hearing the voices, but this is going to be fine because I still tune right into the energy, and absolutely. In fact, I'd like a trip to Japan myself. I think that this will prove to be an amazing learning experience as well as provide some new opportunities for Chris. I think it will definitely be worthwhile. I see no reason energetically to discourage it at all. I would make sure and keep, I feel like that Chris, you should keep notes, you know, do a journal. I feel like there's going to be a lot of subtle energy around this and a lot of lessons that you can learn as you go through this. So absolutely, I think Japan is a good opportunity at this point in time, and it will all work out very well.
All right. Thank you, Chris. And see, the phone lines are lighting up now. I would like to hear the voices, too.
I know. I miss that, but it's okay.
But, you know, as you said earlier, the challenges that need to be overcome from January 1st, 2012.
That's right.
Phone lines 979-0919 is available. That's 979-0919. Let me give you the markets of Tiger Fuel weather forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. 20% chance of showers in the valley in Lynchburg and Richmond, but mostly sunny and windy today. Highs in the upper 50s, even a little warmer in Lynchburg and Richmond. Mostly cloudy with a possibility of flurries tonight. Rain in the Richmond area. Lows 30 to 35. And then mostly sunny and windy tomorrow. Highs 40 to 45. Chillier over in the valley. It's a nice day out there right now. 46 in the valley, 45 in Lynchburg, 48 in Richmond, and 44 in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
Okay, our guest today, Lee Channing, intuitive analyst in the Charlottesville area. We are taking your calls, questions about the future or even the past with relationships, health issues, pets. Lazarus was just giving Lee the current update on what's happening at the Moore house. A call from Susan in Scottsville. Her hip has been bothering her. Is it age or is it a problem?
Yes. I'm teasing, Susan. That was not funny.
Problems come with age.
I know. When you got a problem, though, it's really a problem. I'm not a medical intuitive, so I don't go into great medical questions, and I don't go in and tune into the body organs and things. But I pick up energy around every person, and wherever that energy is, many, many times, it also indicates that's where physical issues are. So I do feel that this hip is not necessarily an injury or just old age. I think it's been stretched or pulled. The energy in that area feels very tight. So I would work on, the hip is down in that red energy center. So I would work on stretching, doing a lot of, not overdoing it, but, you know, things like yoga or just simple stretching. I think that's going to help. And I don't think this is some permanent energy that's going to continue. But I do think it needs attention, drink lots of water, you know, those kinds of things. But also think about what's going on in that area of your life. You can look at my website and see what red indicates. There are a lot of things. It can you can feel that you are sort of stuck in that rut. You can have some anger issues or a little too much anxiety, or you're worried about doing something and timing hasn't worked out and your patience is really being pulled. So to do that, you really need to garner your courage and say, this is what I can do and here's where I can go with this. But I would think that making sure that it stays very warm, you know, soaking in a tub, those kinds of things, and stretching is going to help it. But I don't think it's just old age and something that won't get better. I feel like it will because I think there's an energetic component to it as well.
All right. Again, Lee Channing here answering questions. She is an intuitive analyst, spiritsevolving.com. You can go on there and read more about her, read more about, can ask a single question.
Absolutely. And the color, I have the color chart on there, so you can look at the colors, you know, and figure out maybe a little bit of what's going on in your life and get some support.
You can also get a monthly email.
I do. Correct? It's going out today. I do a monthly newsletter, for lack of a better word, but it's called Speaking Spiritually. And I give my intuitive read of the upcoming month. I suggest books to read each month. I have columns called Did You Know? I have questions and answers, actually a question and answer listed in Speaking Spiritually. And it's a free publication. All you have to do is send me an email, and I'll send it back to you. I'd be happy to do that.
All right. Question from Pat. Are certain colors good for ceilings?
For ceilings, yes, because the colors in your room, particularly your bedroom, are very, very important. I do not like the bright white ceiling white. I know that there are probably 483 whites that you can buy to paint your house, but I don't like the bright whites. Off-whites, they're fine. You can have it match your, if you have a light blue wall, you can have a white that is a warm white. You don't want a cold, bright white on your ceiling. That energy really does affect you. All the colors around you affect you. The best colors for your bedroom, this is pretty much for everyone, blue, purple, pink. Now, there are a lot of shades in there. You can use a shade of rose. You can use any shade that you like, but it has to be a warm color. Don't ever put a beautiful, cool color in your bedroom because it's not going to work. But ceilings, yes. Anything but bright white. You can actually do the ceiling a lighter shade of your walls. Be creative with it, because if you're asking that question, it's important. And for you, Pat, color really is very important. So it's a wonderful time for you to really analyze the colors that surround you. So, yes, use an off-white, but not a bright color, not an off-white with a lot of blue in it. Just really make sure it's the warmest white that you can find, and that will work.
It's Lee Channing. She's our guest today on WNRN's Wake Up Call, answering questions, personal questions that you have about your future, relationships, medical issues, career, pets. Lazarus was here. Not answering or asking questions, but, you know, letting you know how the relationship goes. Here's a question from Carolyn. Her cat Cinnamon has health issues. Anything that can be done to help?
You know, Cinnamon feels like, boy, very, very low energy. I would suggest putting Cinnamon on the animal healing circle. Boy, the food is not digesting properly. There's a lot of yellow energy around Cinnamon. Now, that's the center of the body. Is it always digestive? No. That can also filter up into the heart and down into the kidneys. But I just feel like that diet is probably the only thing right now that can be done. I don't feel there are a lot of medications that would support Cinnamon, but I think that really working with diet and not changing it too quickly, particularly with cats, you can get by with that with most animals, but you know, cats need to very slowly have their diet changed. But I would even do things. Cinnamon also feels a little not dehydrated necessarily, but dry. Really encourage the water. Some cats want moving water, those little fountains. That I have a cat that won't drink standing water. She will only drink moving water or from the faucet. Sometimes even a little broth, tiny bit of broth added into the water to get them to drink. But Cinnamon is very low on energy. So I think for right now, for the next few weeks, just really keep a very close eye and see what happens.
And as mentioned earlier, in case Carolyn wasn't listening at the time, is you can go to the spiritsevolving.com website, and you said that there's some sort of a pet connection.
Yes, it's called Animal Healing Circle, and people go from all over the world and read the animals and send them energy, and you can send a picture if you like. You don't have to have a picture, but usually the animal's name and a brief description. I've had hamsters and goats and dogs and cats and horses. I even had a prairie dog on there a couple of years ago. So any kind of animal that you would like, and it doesn't have to be a very, very ill animal, maybe an animal who's quite elderly, just an animal that needs more support.
Lee Channing here, 979-0919. Both phone lines are open now. That's 979-0919. Toll free, it's 1-877-WNRN. Rocks. Call us up with your question for Lee. Let me take a moment and thank Blue Ridge Graphics for being here with us today. You can find Blue Ridge Graphics at Mead Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville, providing custom T-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, online, brgtshirts.com. All right, call us up. We've had a nice little run there on questions, Chris and Susan and Carolyn and Pat. Actually, Pat has a follow-up question. For you, Lee.
Sure.
Any thoughts on the Mayan apocalypse?
Actually, I started my speaking spiritually out with a paragraph on that this year. I met a wonderful Mayan shaman a couple of years ago at a fire ceremony, and he wrote a book about it. His name is Don Carlos Barrios, which is a very interesting book. And I have given it a great deal of thought. People ask me all the time. I don't think there's some great earth-shattering, world-ending event that's about to happen. I think it's been happening. We've had great earth changes for a long time now. The earth goes through its periodic shifts, and I don't think the poles are going to shift. I don't think humankind is going to disappear. I think we have challenges. I think we've had challenges, and I think that there are a lot of people, I hope to include myself in that are sending the earth and the entire process a great deal of energy, and I think that's working. I think it's a very positive thing. And I think that if we live in fear, we're going to pull even more devastating things to us. I think we have to release all this fear. A lot of calendars in, I know the same thing in some of the Asian calendars. It's not just the Mayan calendar that should, you know, I think it's the end of an era. I think it's a time of change. But I have no great fear. I have some people that I know that are really living in fear, and they're preparing for the worst. I think that only encourages the worst. So I have no fear about it. I do feel that we are in a challenging time. That's going to continue, but we'll still have things happen. I don't have some trepidation that something terrible is going to happen. I just don't feel that way. And that's my intuitive feel. And, you know, I'll be the first to speak out if I feel like intuitively I'm getting something different. But right now, that's it.
We're talking about seasons earlier. We had a question about that. Can you talk about the winter? Because I know that a conversation that I had recently was about, how nice and warm it was for the last week. And the other person popped in and said, yeah, but it's supposed to be cold as heck this upcoming week. What do you do personally? Because there are people who they don't care. It doesn't matter. It's just a change in seasons. But those folks need to be aware of how to handle it the best. And then there are those people, whether it's just they don't deal well with the cold, or and then there's the folks who have depression that comes in from the lack of sunlight. What happens when it turns cold and as the seasons change? The best for each individual?
Right. That's a really good question, because every person is affected by the seasonal change. So don't say that, it doesn't bother me. It may not bother you, but it's going to affect you, because as we go through the seasons, it does make a difference to a physical body, to our energetic body. We pick up all sorts of different things. For most people, and I do say most, and I'm seeing probably 75-80% of the people, you are more affected by the seasonal change into the winter than any other change. A lot of people get happier in spring and they love summer, or they hate summer, whatever it is. But I think the switch from fall into winter is more dramatic for everyone in this particular area, obviously. When you're working with people who live in the Caribbean, they don't have any, they shift 10 degrees. You know, they don't have that. They chose not to have that change. But here we have the opportunity to learn and grow. And I think you have to take advantage of what the good things are. In the wintertime, a lot of people are affected by less sunlight. So what you want to do is make sure get up when the sun comes up, even though now it's, 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Get up early. Have all of the daylight available to you. And then after dinner, light candles. Sit in an area where, turn on, not bright lights. You don't need bright light. You just need the idea of it. I think it's a real issue for some people, but I think it's also overblown. I think you can counteract it energetically, the days being shorter. I think you can work with that. But it's so important to let yourself be aware of it. So many people let it sneak up on them. All of a sudden, by the end of January, they're going, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I'm depressed. I'm sad. I'm upset. That's not necessary. Realize right now, January 1, that you are affected by the winter, by the shorter days, if you're living here in Virginia, and see what you can do to make sure that you feel better about who you are and that you are doing something every day. Get more exercise. Get outside more during the daylight so that when you find out, the end of January, you don't go, I'm depleted, I'm tired. Keep your energy up from day one, and then you don't have to go backwards and try to make it. But everyone is affected, so make sure you understand that part of it.
Now, we've talked about this before. You're a focus, I don't know if a specialty is the right word, with colors.
Right.
But each color has its positive and negative.
Right.
So what is the positive to what positive colors can you, should you wear? And I've always thought this to be amusing is, you know, I think at one point you told me, careful when you wear those red boxers. But, you know, the colors apply to not just your ceiling, but to the clothes or your shirt. But what colors are best for the majority of people in the winter? And what is the negative to watch out for when using it?
Oh, good. Now, that's a great question, because in the winter, what you most people want, we have a lot. What are the colors in Virginia? We'll do Virginia. We have a lot of brown in the winter. You know, we have some white, which is snow. But basically, if you look around, the trees are brown, the grass is brown, everything is brown. Now, to bring that brown up, you can use wonderful light colors. You know, use colors like pinks and greens and blues and, you know, bring that into your environment. It's a really good time to get new towels, new sheets, anything that brightens up the environment. You don't need to use the same colors, you know, all year long. What you want to be careful of are those muted browns. You don't, with your shirt having some brown in it, we talked about it. You know, you don't want to bring those darker colors. You know, buy a nice off-red sweater. You know, you don't have to be super bright, but if you want to go exercise, you want to go jog, you wear the yellow, you wear the orange, you wear the brighter colors, but don't let the season dictate what you wear. We saw people with bright white coats on. That's wonderful. It is light, it's bright. You know, is it warm? No. The warmer colors are going to be the darker colors. So you might, your black coat is probably literally going to keep you warmer than your white coat, because energetically, is it a great difference? No, but it's certainly there. But find the colors that make you feel warm. Find the colors that you feel very comfortable in. The dark reds are very good for winter. The raspberries, the cranberries, those kind of colors, because they bring in that base energy center as well.
But if you wear those to be warmer, I guess, and that applies not just, I mean, that's emotionally and energetically.
Right.
What do you have to be careful of when wearing those colors? Because, again, every color has its positive, but it also has a negative that you need to be concerned about.
Right. If you're wearing bright red, you're inviting more anger and anxiety into your life. When you're wearing the darker reds, the very muted reds, you're bringing in warmth. So the shade of the color has more to do with how you feel than the actual color. If you're going to wear blue in the winter, you can wear almost any shade of blue in the winter. That's fine. The reds, you want mainly the dark colors because you don't want to bring in that. Yellow is the hardest color, I think. Yellow and orange are probably the two most difficult colors to work into to your environment and to your closet. So you just want to be careful with those. Very few people like to wear a lot of yellow. It just doesn't work that way. But sometimes it can be very, very energetically clear and bright. But you have to find the colors that feel right for you. And in the winter, the darker colors are not depressing. They're warm and they're supportive. Some people worry about wearing black. Black is a very good color. It's a warm color. It's a very supportive color. And if you want to wear black every day, you got a problem. You know, you think about that. If you vary your wardrobe enough and you vary your environment enough, it's going to work out well no matter.
11:38 on the Wake Up Call. Our guest today, Lee Channing, Charlottesville area intuitive analyst. Please call up with your question. That's 979-0919. Here to start the new year, 979-0919. Toll free, if needed, 877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee, here's a question from George in Charlottesville. His son had his iPhone stolen last night on the corner. Do you have any feelings about who stole it and where it may be?
Well, that's an interesting question. I had somebody call me recently with lost keys. And unfortunately, what happens with things like iPhones, iPods, iPads, any of these electronic devices is that they don't carry a lot of energy with them. They are very energetic, and you're very attached to them, and they change your life dramatically, good and bad. But they don't carry a lot of energy with them. So it's hard to close my eyes and go, oh, the iPhone is in someone's someone's car, or the iPhone was taken by a friend or a stranger, those kinds of things. It's a good question, but a very difficult question to intuitively tune into. My feeling is that it will show up eventually, but I would not expect the person who took it to get caught or anything. Just feels like the phone will turn up somewhere, but I think he should just let it go and act as though it's not coming back. Just go ahead and get another phone and do what he needs to do. Because I don't think it's going to, you know, it happens too often, and this time it just doesn't feel like a lot. I hope. I'll send it energy, but I would be surprised if it miraculously showed up.
9790919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Also, send an instant message into the studio at WNRN Studio.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
And this week, The Hook continues to share its annual Year in Review. There's the 2011 political issues, the late night call for the Western Bypass, those who occupied places around the world, and possibly the most bizarre city council candidate ever. From natural disasters, a Louisa County earthquake and tornado, to financial disasters, the Biscuit Run appraisal, and others, biggest name changes, most surprising issue, biggest auction, and more. And Larry Sabato previews the wonders of 2012. It's The Hook, joining WNRN and Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, wishing everyone a Happy New Year. And let's take a moment and thank L. Oppelman's for their support. Central Virginia's complete music headquarters, continuously operated since 1890 at 909 Main Street in downtown Lynchburg. L. Oppelman's music department is now featuring acoustic guitars, banjos, mandolins, and violins, as well as electric guitar packages from Fender and Peavey, and available complete drum sets. That's L. Oppelman, 909 Main Street in Lynchburg, and at loppelman.com. All right, the 9790919 number is available, so dial us up for your question for Lee Channing. Lee, we were talking about the stolen or missing iPhone. Do you have, and a follow-up question from that, do you have any involvement in crime cases such as Morgan Harrington and others?
I have not worked on crime cases in probably at least 10 or any regular cases for at least 10 years. I did it for a number of years. I worked on a lot of murder cases. I met the murderers on several occasions. I actually danced with one at a dance in another county.
Now that's odd. I want to hear that rest of that story
when
you finish.
You know, so yes, I have in the past, but it became something that I found not very rewarding. I worked with a family of a murder victim. The police said it was a suicide. I knew it was a murder. I think the family knew it was a murder. So it all became very frustrating. So now I have had friends that say had a murder happen in their community, and I'll go clean the energy from the house. I did that recently. But I don't work with the police, and I don't work on crime anymore. So.
And dancing with?
Yes, it was a quick story, but it was not in Elmore County, so I can share that. It was in another county. A young man was murdered. I worked on the case with, I had a police detective from another area that I work with regularly, and we worked on the case, and I got a very clear picture of who the murderer was. Strange things like initials, things that didn't usually come through to me. I got a very, very clear picture, and very quickly, they knew who I was talking about. It was one of their suspects that I was unaware of. And they told me that there was a local community fundraiser dance coming up, and they thought that maybe he would be there, and would I go just as a guest, not with the police. So I just went with a detective from another county, and they were all different types of dances, and people sort of danced with each other, and I can't even tell you exactly how it happened, but I turned around and he was standing there, and I recognized him immediately from the energy that I'd picked up in the home of the murder victim. And somehow I was able to stay on my feet and dance with him for, you know, what is it, 2 minutes. And then shortly after that I left, and, you know, the police called me the next day and we got together again. And I told him I was 100% certain, which had never really happened before. Usually I get a lot of good information, but I was positive, and they were too, but it took another year before they were able to charge and convict him. So psychic input in murder cases is meant to be a tool. It's not always, that was the clearest I'd ever been, and I'd worked on, you know, dozens of cases, murder cases, rape cases, missing person cases. I did many years ago work with some university cases and things. I would not allow my name to be used. I don't take any money for it. It was always something I did just to try to support the community. So I think it's one of those things when, you know, you have to be, you have to really want to stay in the crime business, and I didn't. So other than working with, you know, with friends now, I don't do it anymore. So
11:45 in the wake-up call. Both lines are now open. That's 979-0919 for the local folks. The toll-free number, 877-WNRN-ROCKS. Take advantage of Lee Channing being in the studio today on the first day of 2012. You can also visit her website, Spirits, that's with an S at the end, spiritsevolving.com, all one phrase. All right, there goes the local number. That means the toll-free line is still available, 877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee, here's a question from Sarah in Hanover.
Okay.
Son is a senior in high school with some trouble with grades. Any feeling on his future for college or his destiny?
Well, that's, I got such a quick picture of him. He's an amazing young man. She really needs to continue to appreciate him for his gifts and for who he is and for what he has. I would not worry a bit about the grades. This young man is going to move forward. He's going to find his place. Could it be some frustrating times before that? Yes. But, you know, I feel like he has such a plan for his life. And maybe what she can do now is to listen more closely. Don't worry quite so much about the grades. I know that's an issue, but let him share with her his deepest plans for life, because he's going to do a lot, and I don't think it's going to take that long. I think within, you know, within a year or two, he'll have a much better picture of what he can do and how he can be there. So I think he has a lot of potential, which is a word most kids don't like, but I think he'll do absolutely fine, and she needs to worry less.
Oh, what word do you use other than potential as a parent?
Know.
Are there other words?
Well, there should
parents
be some.
Parents seem to have a very thin thesaurus.
Yes, they do. And you're not living up to your potential is, I think, probably most kids have heard that.
Yeah, that's not, that's, I mean, that's a phrase that's
right.
Like tattooed on the inside.
Yeah,
of
she should not tell him he has great potential, but she should listen knowing that he has great potential.
There you go. Again, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Both lines are open. Is this Sal? From Afton.
Okay.
What was the name again?
Jill.
Sorry. Apparently when the phone screwed up, so did my brain. Jill from Afton. Let's start over again.
Good
morning, everybody. Thank you for listening to the wake-up call. Hello, Lee Channing. And there goes the phone again. Apparently someone trying to help me with my speech and reading problems. Jill from Afton has issues with food. What she can eat is very small. Will that change, and why is it happening?
Well, I mean, food is directly related into that yellow center, which is the center of digestion, the solar plexus area. It's the center of frustration. It's the center of clear thinking. So, you know, if she's frustrated a lot, even about the amount of food or the type of food she can eat, it's going to build on itself. So I would say it's so important to relax, to not worry about it. I feel that there are a lot of allergies in her energy, which is that blue center, the throat center. So I would suggest seeing, well, I have a wonderful Oriental physician that I see that works a lot with allergies and changes your diet and works with herbs, and he's an acupuncturist. If she would like to send me an email, I can give her that information. But I think this is getting urgent to the point where she really does need to get some more outside help. I don't think she's getting enough of the right foods into her system. So I think there needs to be a lot of change. But in the meantime, the healing color for yellow is purple. So she should be wearing purple, putting purple around her, getting some purple sheets or towels, something like that. Purple heals that yellow energy center. I had a dog this week who was injured quite severely by some other dogs. And she has a lot of energy in that yellow center. And I was telling her human companion to use purple around her. Put a purple blanket around her, because color is very healing. Even if you don't understand it, even if you don't believe it, trust me, it will work. So wearing purple and having purple around her is going to be an amazing thing.
All right, phone lines are open again. 979-0919, 979-0919. The toll-free 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. There you go, the local number lit up. The toll-free number is still available, 877-WNRN-ROCKS. And we are winding down 11:50, so take advantage of the time now, because my man Drew Thompson just walked in the studio. He's here to start Les Temps Perdue at noon. Drew features best of 80s and 90s alternative, bands like Dead Kennedys, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Elvis Costello. Les Temps Perdue, brought to you in part by Caliente. Lee, I heard an interesting radio interview, I think it was NPR, about a gentleman who'd written a book on willpower. And his belief was that each person has a limited amount of willpower. And so when the new year comes around, don't make too many resolutions, because you can't commit your willpower to each of them successfully. Pick one or maybe two that are so important to you that you must reach them. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree completely, other than I would say two is too many. I think that when you start to, number one, making a New Year's resolution is a very poor idea. I think we should have daily resolutions or weekly resolutions or monthly resolutions, not yearly resolutions, because it's so easy to let yourself down. We are human beings, and willpower does vary from day to day and time to time. But I think if you want to make a resolution, you should make one resolution and stick to that. Maybe in July 4th, you can make a July 4th resolution and do it again. People really do themselves a great disservice by trying to plan too many changes in their lives. We don't do it. It takes 3 weeks. If you stop smoking, it takes 3 weeks before you can say, oh, good, I'm not going to step into that habit. Now, could you start again after that? Of course. But that first 3 weeks, you need to be devoted and pay a lot of attention. Diet, exercise, whatever it is. It takes the body, the mind, the energy about 3 weeks to change things. But I think that one good resolution is absolutely enough. And each day, if something dawns on you this morning, today I want to exercise more, just do it. But don't be so hard on yourself. We're our own worst enemies. And I think that as human beings, we have this wonderful mind that can help us and support us, but it also bites us, and it comes back and it goes, well, you know, you didn't do this, so now you're not going to do that. It builds on itself. So have one resolution if you need any, and don't worry about it. Blondie in the newspaper this morning, there were all these people making all of these, I promise not to fire you this year. I promise not to borrow your tools. I promise this. I promise that. And at the end, he said, yeah, it's all the same resolutions we made last year. You know, and that's very true. So don't torture yourself. Be good to yourself each day. Try to make a morning resolution when you're in the shower that today I'm going to be the best that I can be. And go with that. You know, that's pretty much all you need to do for yourself.
All right. Call from Julie in Charlottesville. Should she keep the job or go on and get another?
For right now, Julie, I would keep the job. I write down the number, you know, I write down keep or not keep. I think for right now, it's a little premature to leave the job. I mean, it can be only months down the road that you could change, but I would say for now, keep it.
All right. Again, we are winding down our time here with Lee Channing. Please call up while you have the opportunity. The first day of the new year, get some answers to your questions. 979-0919, 877-WNRN Rocks. Both lines are currently available. And there goes the 979 number. So if you're going to make a call, do it quickly. The 877-WNRN Rocks. All right, Lee, you ready?
I'm ready.
Alana from Waynesboro, she's struggling with postpartum depression. Any advice to help find balance and happiness? The first child is 6 months old. She's a full-time mom. Feels like she has no outlet for her energy.
Right. Well, I think the most important thing is to recognize that, and I think she's right. I think she's picking it up. But the good thing that I feel is that, Alana, your energy moves and grows more quickly than you give yourself credit for. So I think that if you – this particular type of depression does come in through – usually through the orange and blue energy centers. It kind of is a little different than some of it. So what you need to do is really keep yourself very light. You want to eat light, and, of course, you want to eat good, but you want to eat light foods, think about light colors, really bring a lot of very light blue into your life. That's a very healing color, even though people say blue is depression. Depression can come from that area. Light blues for you, those nice dark reds would really work. But I think that within a couple of months, you're going to be even better than you expect. So if you can ride this out sort of day by day for right now, I think it's going to pass quicker than you may think.
All right. Thank you, Alana, for the call. It is 11:55 here on WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. The toll-free number is open, 877-WNRN Rocks, 11:55. So just another few minutes here with our guest, Lee Channing, Charlottesville area intuitive analyst. We've had questions. Haven't had any relationship questions today.
And that's fascinating because usually we do. I mean, that's so such an important growth area for all of us as human beings. So,
but we've had several business and career questions, mm-hmm. A lot of health questions, a couple pet questions. But let me take a moment and thank the Backyard for their support in allowing us to even be on air. They are UVA Corner's Culinary Secret at the end of Elliewood Avenue. The Backyard has a seasonal menu, daily specials, and a rotating list of beers on tap. Backyard is now open on Sundays, serving brunch, and then they have a pub food menu until close. For more information, 202-8215, that's 434-202-8215, thebackyarduva.com, or their Facebook page. All right, so here's a question. An anonymous caller here in the Charlottesville area. They've been ill in 2011. Do you see any type of balance for them in 2012?
This energy, yes. For some people, 2012 is going to start off very bright and get through things. And this person, I think, is right in that particular energy flow. So, yes, I think definitely I see better health. It may be a few weeks, but I think it's there. So, and speaking of relationships, Rick, I wanted to say thank you for all the years you've invited me here. And my wonderful granddaughter Ava is here, and I'd like to know if she can say Happy New Year.
Well, of course.
Happy New Year.
Ava is 8 and quite an amazing young woman, and I'm very proud to have her in my life.
Now, we all know she came over here to see Lazarus.
She did.
He has this little celebrity following.
I got the text saying she's going to come if the dog's there, so you see where I rate.
I took my youngest nephew, adores Lazarus as well, and my sister suggested that his Christmas gift be a coupon for Lazarus Moore sleepover, which he got, and he went ecstatic. And so we took Lazarus over to sleep over, and right above the bed is like a picture of Lazarus, like an 8.5 by 11 picture of Lazarus. So the photo that my sister took of the two of them sharing the bed has that photo in the top. It looks like he's some sort of stalker with.
Hey, no, maybe that's your next business. You just rent Laz out.
Oh, goodness. All right, a call from Peggy in Lynchburg. She was recently married, and the direction the marriage should take for 2012.
Oh, really good question. Marriage just needs such an amazing commitment, and I feel like that commitment is there. I think the main thing in this particular connection is to really keep those the words going. I think there's a lot left unsaid, which is not unhealthy by any means, but I think I would make sure, if I was Peggy, I would make sure to say everything, particularly those positive things that sometimes we forget to say. Thank you for doing that, or I appreciate that, or I'm happy you're in my life. But I think with good communication, the marriage will have an amazing year.
All right. I see that there's a caller on the line, Leslie or Kristen, who's taking that call. We need that real quick so that we can fit it in the hour. Lee, your overall thoughts on 2012?
I think it has amazing opportunities for growth, challenges, yes, more challenges than 11, I'm not sure. I think it's going to probably balance out. I think that we have a huge opportunity as spiritual human beings to make this planet a better place. There are a lot of people working on it. I think it has a challenge to it, but I still feel at the end of the year that most everyone will look back and go, thankfully, I learned some of those lessons. And we are moving forward. I'm optimistic.
All right. Are you going to bring me that question real quick? Because it's 11:59. And here's our last question for the hour.
Got it.
VW. So VW from Louisa. Considering surgery for a year, do it or not? And real quick follow up to that on children's relationships and homeschooling. So let's do the first one. Considering surgery for a year, do it or not for VW?
No.
No. And children's homeschooling with children's relationships.
Okay. I think that homeschooling is a fairly good idea for some children, but I think that children need a lot of social interaction. And I think this particular question, I would say homeschooling is not a particularly good idea.
Well, if the rest of the year goes like today, where it's a nice slow start, kind of reaching out for stuff, and then boom.
Hey, it's wonderful. We had a great time.
In a great way. So I hope everyone listening in has a great 2012. Listen to this on podcast at SeavillePodcast.com. Drew Thompson up next with Les Temps-Perdue. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Rick. Happy New Year.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.